A tentative deal has now been struck for Irving Oil to take over the North Atlantic refinery and Come By Chance Oil, or North Atlantic refining rather, and the Come By Chance Oil refinery. This news came out yesterday. Irving Oil signed the agreement with Silver Peak to acquire North Atlantic, subject to a regulatory review and the conditions of sale being met. The opposition are raising some questions over the tentative sale, wondering what the purchase means for the future of the refinery. VOCM's Ben Murphy spoke with opposition natural resource critic and MHA for Conception Bay East Bell Island, David Brazel.
Well, I mean, there's a number of unknowns here. I mean, obviously, the Irving Corporation have been in Newfoundland and Labrador for 70 years and been a good corporate citizen. You know, they're purchasing a major asset. It's one of the areas in which, you know, they've defined the Irving name when it comes to refinery and the production of oil, and also for being able to supply to the general public. The issue we have here is two levels. It wasn't conclusive that they're going to continue to operate the refinery. We're very hopeful. We'd like that reassurance put out to the general public, particularly for the workers, their families, and the surrounding communities, but for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. Also, I mean, the refinery has been a key part of our offshore oil industry, and it puts us in play with a number of other jurisdictions by having an all-inclusive process here in the oil industry. So, you know, we see the value of the refinery. We've seen the great work that the Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have done there in refining top-quality the oil for the industry. We also see the value of the North Atlantic outlets that they have across the province that provide services, petroleum products, and other services for people in Newfoundland and Labrador. And we do realize, you know, Irving's already owned their own brand itself. What this may mean when you got the competing entities that now are one, you know, is there going to be some changes in their delivery model? Is there going to be some parts of the North Atlantic that change ownership? Well, you know, what's going to happen as part of that process? But the key thing is that we need reassurances that the refinery will continue. And we're very hopeful for that. We know, you know, again, that the Irvings have a big stake in the oil industry. But if that can be confirmed, that we mean that no job losses, that the economy in the region will still benefit from it, and that those franchisees and those other individuals who work within the North Atlantic family right now will still have positions when the Irving make the transition.
Mr. Brazel, what was your initial reaction when you first seen that this tentative sale had gone through?
Well, there was a bit of apprehension, but again, and I keep reiterating, the Irvings have been around Newfoundland and Labrador for 70 years. You know, they have a good name working here. They're known in the industry, and there had been some rumors that the refinery were in some financial troubles. So rather than see that, you know, go by the wayside, rather than see it not be active, having a big player, and Irvings are a big player when it comes to the refining industry and the oil industry itself, and even in our offshore, I mean, they're big in the supply vessels and that, so they have a stake on both sides of it. Having them involved and knowing that they have the financial backing to be able to make this viable was a positive. You know, it was sad to see that, you know, what had happened, that the previous company had financial challenges and weren't able to, you know, continue their operations. But having the Irvings come on board adds some stability from that perspective. But it would add real stability to everybody involved if we were guaranteed that the refinery will continue and that there would be no impact on the individuals that are engaged. So that's where it came from to where we are now. I'm hopeful. I have faith that the final announcements and the final explanations will be, this will be business as usual, maybe with a different type of model that the Irvings are very successful at, but that it wouldn't have a negative impact on the surrounding communities, the workers, their families, and the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, and it would still keep us as a major player in the oil industry in this country.
PC Natural Resources critic and MHA for Conception Bay East Bell Island, David Brazel, thank you very much for this.
Thanks for having me.